Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Master Your Mindset for a weight loss breakthrough. Carve out the healthy life you deserve with Adrian Craig. Adrian is a certified health coach here to guide women on their journeys toward a healthier life. Adrian will lovingly hold you accountable and empower you as you create a natural and sustainable weight loss plan designed to keep you feeling good every step of the way. Nourishing food can be delicious and movement can be fun. Get ready to own your power and create lasting change in your mindset and lifestyle. Now here's your host, Adrian.
Hello, Adrian here. Welcome to Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. I'm happy to be here with you today for my second episode. In my first podcast, I talked about emotional eating and the four phases of the emotional eating cycle. The impact on our bodies, which lead to weight gain and other lifestyle illnesses. I also shared my own personal story of weight gain. I gained 35 pounds in 4 years, which caused a severe pain to develop in my right hip joint. My right leg would give out from under me at random times. I was afraid I was going to fall and more seriously injure myself. This was my wake-up call that I needed to do something about my weight and my health. During the 4 years that I put on 35 pounds, I had tried all kinds of diets, weight loss supplements, trying to lose the weight and keep it off. Most of them had small results and they didn't last long term. After I experienced my health crisis with my body, denying that extra weight I had put on in such a short amount of time, I had to get serious about my health and my weight loss because I didn't want to continue to gain weight and I didn't want to experience even more pain and a further breakdown in my body. Something that I often remember feeling during those 4 years, in particular when I was putting on weight, was that my metabolism seemed to come to a screeching halt. I didn't understand why my body had completely slowed down and wasn't processing the food and the nutrients that I needed, and why I was putting on so much weight. How did I get to the point where I gained 35 pounds in 4 years? Stress was a key trigger for me in my daily life. Even now, it kind of gets me a little anxious just thinking about that time in my life when I felt so out of control. I was anxious all the time. I felt like I was constantly running from one activity or obligation to the next. I felt like I was ready to forget or drop balls that I was trying to juggle. And I was overwhelmed all the time. Not only that, in my mind, I was feeling guilt and shame because it felt like other women had it all together. They had it all figured out. And they knew how to manage their careers, motherhood, their relationships with their spouses, their families, and their friends. I felt inadequate on most days and like a failure some days. I felt like my life was just completely out of my control. Maybe that scenario sounds familiar to you. Stress is a primary trigger for emotional eating. And stress is something that plagues so many people in our country. Right now, we're at about 1 in 5 people that are struggling with stress and anxiety. for adults in this country. I think it's one of the reasons that mental health has become such a great topic of awareness and bringing light to people, letting them know they're not alone, and trying to break down that feeling of isolation and shame. So many women, I think, suffer silently from stress and anxiety, thinking they have to keep it all under control all the time, and that they have to keep so many balls juggled in the air. They totally lose sight of themselves, and they forget to take care of themselves. No matter how stress and anxiety show up in your life, if they do, if they continue to be ignored and not treated, they can really lead to debilitating health consequences. Weight loss is also a huge area of concern for many people, particularly women in this country. But what they may not understand is that stress is actually playing a major role in hindering their success in weight loss, maintaining a healthy weight, and maintaining a healthy metabolism. I've talked about listening to signals from the body as well. In my case, I had to listen to the signals in my body of pain and breakdown in order to make a change. For many of us, stress manifests in our bodies physically through ailments like headaches, chest pains, muscle tension and fatigue, or soreness, even a racing heart, or fatigue. Emotionally, stress shows up for many people as anger, irritability, a constant feeling of overwhelm, an inability to quiet the mind, or constant worry. Full-blown panic attacks and depression can also manifest if stress and anxiety is left untreated. Chronic stress can even lead us to make bad decisions in our lives, particularly if we're resorting to drugs and alcohol to help numb our pain. If you're like me, that may have been something you were aware of and tried to avoid. So maybe you then turned to food for your comfort and protection, and that's how you numbed your pain. And that's where the weight gain can come in. In addition to all the physical and emotional symptoms of stress and anxiety, there's numerous biological impacts on the body, which prevent normal functions of our systems. Biologically, cumulative stress and anxiety reduce our ability to burn calories, they can disrupt our thyroid hormones, and they ultimately decrease our body's metabolic activity. Why is our metabolism so important? It's important because it converts our food into energy, so it can run all the cellular processes in our bodies. It also converts our food into fuel so that we can perform, we can move, we can think, and we can just utilize the nutrients of our food. Finally, our metabolism helps us to eliminate any waste from the body that we no longer need. One thing that happens, ironically, is that many women in particular use punishment and stress as their motivator for losing weight, unknowingly preventing themselves from being able to lose the weight or maintain a healthy weight, and also destroying their metabolism in the process. That's why it's so important to recognize how stress and anxiety is showing up in your life, how it feels in your body, and listening to your body. One of the ways that stress wreaks havoc on our metabolism in our bodies is by overproducing cortisol. Cortisol is our stress hormone, It's our biological alarm system. That's what lets our body know whether we need to fight or flight or whether we can rest and relax. So if your increased cortisol is going up, your bodily functions are being disrupted and diminished. Cortisol production is what's associated with weight gain, and particularly belly fat, which is something many women struggle with. It also creates that inability to lose weight, to process incoming nutrients, and excrete the ones we don't need. So what typically happens is that our body gets very confused. Our signals don't shut off in our bodies, so stress keeps going and going in a circle, much like the emotional eating phases I spoke about last time. So when we're in that constant emotional state of being triggered, whether it's with anxiety or some other trigger, we go to the food for comfort. We then go to that place of remorse and punishment. That cycle contributes to stress and anxiety in our lives and then creates that vicious cycle of preventing weight loss, preventing our ability to gain muscle and to just live healthy, productive lives. It also can lead to food intolerances and hinder our digestion. Now, I've gotten to a place in my life where I've learned many techniques to better cope and manage stress in my life. I personally have experienced chronic low levels of stress in my life, all the way up through full-blown panic attacks where I felt like I needed to jump out of my skin. It's a very unsettling feeling if you're there, and it's very scary to feel that way, like you just can't stand being in your own body. I have tried throughout my adult life multiple therapies, treatments, and they've had varying levels of success. I think something different works for everyone at different times in their lives. It's normal to feel stress. There's always going to be triggers. We know this past year has been unprecedented for creating stress and anxiety and uncertainty in our lives. Some of the techniques I have learned to manage stress are techniques that you have heard before. The reason you've heard them so many times is because they really do work if they're implemented consistently and with mindfulness. They are natural. They don't require a lot of time and effort, depending on what you choose to do, and they can be incorporated simply into our daily lives. One of the first things is movement. Movement is a great way to reduce cortisol production in our bodies because it's releasing endorphins. Endorphins are our natural mood elevators and they're natural painkillers. They give us those feel-good feelings in our bodies. That's why you hear people, experts, talk about movement so frequently as a way to relieve stress and stay fit and healthy. Another coping skill is utilizing food and listening to how that food interacts with your body. This is where I invite the women I work with to think about how food makes them feel in their body. Does it make them feel energized? Does it make them feel good? Or does it make them feel tired, lethargic, like they can't concentrate and focus? Food really does have an impact on the body. It doesn't mean that you can't enjoy your food. It just means that you need to find the foods that nourish your body. The way I do that is by experimenting with foods I like. It creates a sense of adventure, and particularly now where maybe we can't leave the house as much as we'd like, finding nourishing foods and new ways to experiment with them can actually help you have a little adventure for yourself or with your family at home. Trying out new recipes and just exploring new options, whether they're indulgent or nutritious, is something that will really help with relieving stress and anxiety. Another practice is meditation. A lot of people, particularly women, get nervous about meditation, or they think that they're doing it wrong. The great thing about meditation is that you can do it any time of the day. You can do it from a few minutes to several hours. There are so many meditations online that are guided that will help you with stress and anxiety. They'll help you with sleep. They can help you just get in a positive, motivated frame of mind to start each day. Even simple things like prayer, walking out in nature, or just sitting silently for a couple minutes can help relieve stress and anxiety. Another common recommendation is journaling. And again, many people get overwhelmed with this. They feel it's a big deal to try to sit and write every day. But even if you don't like journaling every day, if you're struggling with a problem or a feeling that you just can't shake, sitting down and really writing about it is a great way to help ease your mind, and it can help you find resolutions to problems that may be causing you a lot of stress and anxiety in your life. I think that for me, my biggest ones that I enjoy are the movement and the nourishing foods, but any of them can help. Another thing I want to mention is that a lot of women do great in life until they hit midlife stage, and then perhaps hormonal imbalances impact their metabolism, cause them more stress, and cause them to do more self-comforting behaviors that lead to the weight gain and feeling like crap. If that's the case, there are a lot of things you can do for support nowadays. You may want to consider working with a functional medicine doctor or a naturopath. I have personally worked with a naturopath, and I have found her to be very helpful and very knowledgeable about navigating midlife. There's also online support groups. There are great groups for women in menopause. I also have my own Facebook group. I have a transitional weight loss breakthrough group, and we're currently doing a 21-day challenge on body confidence breakthroughs. So there are a lot of resources out there now, so you don't need to feel isolated, you don't need to feel guilty, and you don't need to feel ashamed. I want to encourage you and invite you to just take a look at what stress and anxiety may be coming up in your life. Ask yourself how it's making you feel in your body, and sitting with that and feeling it and getting in touch with it so that you can take the next steps toward relieving your stress and anxiety and preventing long-term illnesses, weight gain, diabetes, heart disease. There's so many negative impacts if you let stress and anxiety get out of control in your life and stay there. You don't need to go through it alone. I want to thank you for joining me today. If you would like more information from me, you can contact me at lifecanyon.com. You can go to my Facebook group for Life Canyon Limited. You can continue to come and listen to my podcast, where we're going to talk about women's health issues, how to cope, how to seek change, how to gain confidence in your health and your body. And we do that every Friday, the second and fourth Fridays of the month at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. I want to invite you to take the time for yourself, take care of yourself, have confidence in your body, and carve out the healthy life you deserve. Thank you. I'll see you back here next time.
Thank you for listening to Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. Tune in next time for more groundbreaking insights to help you shift your mindset so you can achieve your goals and feel amazing in your body. Adrian is here to support and inspire you on your weight loss journey. You don't need to do this alone. For more information about Adrian or to work with her personally, visit lifecanyon.com.